This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're sticking with our New Year's resolutions. This is the time of year in which many of us, despite our best intentions, are already falling short on our resolutions. But food and wine blogger Carolyn Canine picked an attainable New Year's resolution for 2014 to expand her wine knowledge.
For years, I did the gym resolution, not good at all at going to gyms. If I really don't like whatever my resolution is, but I feel like I should do it, I know it's just not going to work.
Canine says that although this resolution might sound awfully easy, it will have some challenges. She'll be researching the wines, not just drinking them. Plus, Canine works full-time from home, all while watching her three-year-old daughter, Sylvie.
I think it's challenging because it is pushing what I'm used to. And when you have a little one, your life is all about what's easy. So it's having to spend a little bit more time on something like that. And yeah, it's fun, so I'm going to do it.
But why wine? Canine says she used to explore wine all the time, but in the past 4 years, she's gotten into a rut, sticking with the same brands. And she says that's a shame.
I'm not a sommelier, and I'm not a wine nut. I know I like certain blends and certain kinds, but there's so much more behind it.
Canine will be documenting her wine journey on her blog, Fresh 49, which she co-writes with her husband, Chef Rob Canine. She wants to write it like it's an adventure.
It's almost like a nice way to travel without traveling. A French wine is going to be very different from a German wine, is going to be very different from an American wine or a Chilean wine. And you can just feel like you've visited those places. You know, some are very bright and sunny, and then others you can just feel that kind of old air about them, and you can almost taste that history.
Canine says analyzing the vast variety and intricacies of wines can sound daunting, especially to those unfamiliar with wine, but she encourages everyone to attempt their own wine adventure at their own pace, even if at first you're unable to identify that subtle note of cherry or oak.
There's no mistakes in wine. You cannot make a mistake, really. Whatever you taste, that's right. However you want to describe it, that's right.
And for Canine, her research has already led her to several new wines she's very fond of, including a new Merlot, which typically she doesn't like. Not because of that scene in Sideways, though. You know the one.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Okay, relax, Miles. No Merlot.
I've heard other people talk about this, too, in the industry, just how embarrassed people are to ask for it or to order it, especially after that film came out. It was almost a covert thing. You didn't want anyone to know that's what you were drinking.
Whether it be Merlot or Pinot Noir, Canine says she hopes achieving her wine resolution is as rewarding as those broken gym resolutions could have been. And even if it isn't, she's going to enjoy the trip.
I'm not very good at balance normally, and I can be a workaholic. So I think it's going to push me to reconnect with friends and to maybe add more fun in my life and balance a little bit more.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see Canine's wine resolution entries or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.